And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Good evening. Welcome to In the Green Room. I'm Kinga, your host of In the Green Room, and this is Brian.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Quita, and we are all your hosts of In the Green Room. You know the motto, saving the planet,
one show at a time.
All right, Ms. Kinga, what are we talking about tonight? Let's talk about what we've got coming up.
Okay, let's talk about what we have coming up. We have Vernon Parker, who's sitting right next to me, who's one of my best friends. He's joining us. Can you say hello?
Hello.
he's had such a history in government. He's our former mayor of Paradise Valley, which I live in Paradise Valley. It's such a beautiful place. And I see Vernon almost daily. He's also served in the White House under George Bush. And he's also involved in public service and charities, and he does so much for our community, and we're so lucky to have him here on the show tonight. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you for having me, you guys. This is really an incredible
experience.
opportunity experience. Thank you so much, really.
Well, I'm hoping this will be one of the many times you're on our show, because you're one of my favorite people. Quita, Brian.
Boom. Does that sound familiar? Sure does to me.
We to also have...
It's time for Sanford and Son. We have Mr. George Hamilton live on the show today. He is the master entertainer. He's performed with several other celebrities, including Bill Cosby, and was an opening act for popular artists like Beach Boys, Diana Ross, and Stevie Wonder. And he was also on Sanford and Sons, if you all remember.
Sanford and Sons, one of my favorite
shows. We are excited
shows.
To have him.
Very excited. And guys, you know music is good for helping us get into the groove. But did you also know that it also benefits our physical and mental health? It's healing. And tonight, Mr. Vaughn Willis is here to soothe our souls. He is one of my favorite live local musicians here in the Valley. So we're excited to have him perform on the show. So that gives us all just a sneak peek of what to expect from In the Green Room. And we're continuing to grow. So don't hesitate. Let us know what you want to talk about. Remember, the goal of our show is to help save the planet.
One show at a time.
And we want to know what that means to you. So for us, it's about more than just the trendy green movement. It's more about recycling and energy and gardening. Of course, that stuff is important, but there are also huge parts. It's really about making the planet a better place. Guys, what's your idea of green?
King, well, yeah, my idea of green is encompasses a lot. I mean, wow.
Give us some ideas
here. I don't know where to start.
Here.
Green is, I don't necessarily use green anymore because... Mm-hmm. That's just a gray word
trendy.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talk about sustainability, but with sustainability, it's about community. It's about health and wellness. Our show is about doing great things. It's about doing things better. My motto is leave it better than when you found it.
I love that, Brian. You always say that, and I love that. It's so true.
And, you know, Quita hasn't shared much of her passion, but... Quita, Green Desert AZ. What is that?
Are you putting me on the spot, Brian?
Yes, because you're so amazing the way you have your garden, and you're such an example for us. I want to start having a garden like yours. Can you talk about it?
I love it. Well, of course I can talk about it. So greendesert.org, that's the site, and it's really more of a family thing. It really started with us just saying, hey, we want to be healthier. We can do our part. And really, I'm cheap, so I really don't want to spend a whole lot of money. So it's about being self-sufficient. What can we do more of? You know, to leave less of an imprint. So that's everything from we have a huge garden. And one of the great things for me is that we have the kids involved. They have their responsibility. You know, back in the day when kids really had chores, real chores. So we definitely want to make sure that they get that benefit. So we have the garden. We have tilapia. We raise our own tilapia. It's really about self-sufficiency. And that doesn't have to be. I know I talk a lot about gardening because we are really, really big into that. but it's about recycling. It's about just self-sufficient. What can you do more of where you're not depending on everybody else?
Well, hold on. Going back to your garden, I know you always tease me. We want to come to your garden and do a show from there. I really think that that would be exciting. And I think everybody, the world seeing your garden would understand more.
Well, the great thing, too, about the garden, and yes, I'm going to do that because Kinga's put me on the street.
She wants you to cook dinner for us.
This is Kinga's way of getting a free meal out of the garden. She thinks that as long as she says it on the air, she's got witnesses, and I'm going to have to follow through.
Exactly.
It's recorded. I can't even deny it.
Krita, you have a Facebook page for greendesert.org.
Yes.
Please share it.
It's The Green Desert. We also have a YouTube page. And what we do, guys, we're all about it's free. Mother Nature can do it. Why should we have to pay to do it? So our YouTube page, we've got over 1 million hits. And it's all about how-tos. It's how do you garden? How do you make things easier? We have a water generator where it collects water from the humidity in the air. And that's the water we drink. And, you know, a lot of people think it's all so hard, but it isn't. Like I said, if Mother Nature can do it, sometimes just from your compost alone, things grow. Those are called volunteers. So if they grow without us doing anything, then you can't tell me it's too hard to do. So definitely check it out. Our YouTube, it's Green Desert TV, and the website is greendesert.org. So Brian,
and I'm
going to
work on you because we will do a show from your garden at least a couple times a year or a couple times a month maybe. We'll see.
Every night.
That's a little much, Brian.
So
don't
Kinga on my right. I mean, since we're talking a little personal here, she is so passionate about sustainability. When I met her, she just has a smile and a laugh that is contagious.
Very.
And Kinga, I mean, besides saving the world one show at a time, what inspires you every day? You hike every day. What's all about?
I love people. And would you say I love people?
You do.
You're around
me.
She loves
people.
And I love everybody. I'm not judging anybody. I want everybody to be my friend. And I'm kind to strangers. And I think that's saving the planet, because if you're positive and happy and you're spreading love, that's what it's all about. And so I think you guys are witnesses to that. I spent a lot of time with Brian. Vernon, what do you think? Do you see a little bit of that?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. I mean, Kinga is a people lover. People love her. And very few people, if any, have had anything negative to say about Kinga.
Right. Well, Vernon,
she loves the planet. So.
Well, you're the same, and that's why we're the best of friends.
No, we love people. I mean,
Starbucks
we go. Every morning. You know, we're there. We're talking to all the people at Starbucks every morning. And
come see us at Hilton Village Starbucks.
Exactly. Hilton Village Starbucks every morning.
And here's the thing. You guys get to hear Kinga once a week, and she is all over the place. She's got so much energy. But, guys, it doesn't matter whether it's 5 a.m. or 10 p.m. This girl always has this energy.
Well, and I want to say this to you. Michael Phelps actually today high-fived me. I'm getting to know him, and he's going to be on the show.
He's there every morning also.
Okay.
Michael
sweet.
Phelps is there every morning also.
Yes, he's so sweet.
Really cool.
And he's
going to
be on the show.
That's awesome.
He's so cool.
I mean, the guy's phenomenal.
So cool.
And Brian, can't just talk about us.
Please note this. Kinga means Hungarian princess. So,
Brian, did you make that up?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
She told me. And
that's
her hair is naturally curly. So... So she doesn't
probably
do
curlier
that.
Than mine.
She doesn't do that before the show every
If I grew
show.
Mine out, then, bro, I don't think mine would be that curly, Kinga. It's pretty cool.
I am half black. I didn't tell anybody that, but it is a little secret.
Well, it's Black History Month, so you should be okay. A little bit of history for us, okay?
So, Vernon, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, absolutely. Black History Month, I think, is February, and it's the shortest month of, you know, all 12 months, so we're going to take what... We can't
take what they give us, right?
What they give us and everything like that. No, but on a very serious note, I mean, I'm very honored to be here today because we've had such, this show is phenomenal. And one of the things I did do when I was at the Department of Agriculture was that I worked
at the White House under George Bush.
Yeah. I worked for two presidents. I worked for one, George H.W. Bush, who was phenomenal. He's my hero. I love the man. He's just... We will never, ever see anyone in public service like this man again. And
I agree.
And I was the first ever Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights at the United States Department of Agriculture, and where I worked on a lot of things that dealt with black farmers, small farmers, women farmers, Asian farmers, Latino farmers. And one of the things that we really stressed was sustainability. And we really stressed the one thing that I worked on that I'm the most proud of is that I work with Marriott. And I went to them and I said, okay, can you purchase produce from small and disadvantaged farmers across the country? And organic farming, it was phenomenal. They signed the deal, and today they are buying produce in local markets from organic farmers across the country, small women, disadvantaged farmers, and it was a phenomenal, phenomenal deal.
Wow.
That's where you're clapping, is that what that was?
So good. It's so not burning.
Well, you know what?
It's so nice to hear something good. I love that.
Well, and you know, one of the things, my wife, she was diagnosed.
Lisa.
She was
love her.
She was diagnosed with third stage breast cancer, and this was about 13 years ago. And so we were eating organic.
Yes.
Years and years, there was a store in Washington, D.C. called Fresh Field. So we were eating organic years and years before that. And so she was in tears, and she goes, I really can't believe this. I have third stage breast cancer, and we eat organic. We eat free range chickens. We have free range eggs. We do not eat anything with hormones. And I said, and so she said, and I still got breast cancer. And I said to her, I said, what do you think it would have been had we not done that?
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, people freak out about organic. Organic is just that. It's just no chemicals. It's a phenomenal way to feed yourself. It's a phenomenal way to take care of yourself.
Because yes, it's okay to hear you
need,
say this.
Right. We don't need hormones in our food. We don't need antibiotics. We don't need all these things.
It's about healthy.
Well, and
it's
I think a lot of people have the fear, sadly, is they think organic means healthy, and healthy must mean it doesn't taste good. What do you say, Vernon?
Well,
I say it
tastes
better.
I love to cook. And
wait,
today,
people don't know this. Hold on, I'm going to interject here. Vernon is the best cook I've had. It. He and his wife love cooking. It's their hobby that they share together, which is so adorable. They actually went to Paris and did a little. Tell them about your little cooking school you did in Paris.
Oh well, that was a little
or
bit
France.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, the thing about that is that
Vernon's like, no. He sends me pictures of the presentation of their cooking.
Let me do it.
It's amazing.
Stop.
If you guys are watching on our Facebook page right now, Kinga just got slapped on the hand.
Girl, you need to stop. But I will tell you this though. One of the things that I do enjoy, I enjoy cooking. I enjoy the whole. You know, the whole presentation and everything. But what I do not like is the antibiotics that are in food. I hate pesticides. I hate all of these things because I think that, you know, sustainability is sustainability. And I think it's the whole nomenclature that we hear today about, you know, oh, it's organic. So, you know, it just sounds like I'm going to eat like kale.
Hey.
But kale is really good.
I love kale. Right.
You know,
right.
But you know what? The way I grew up, I mean, my grandmother, she had her own little garden just like you. We planted tomatoes. We planted collards. We planted mustards. We planted everything in that little garden. And there was not one pesticide in mm-hmm. that garden whatsoever.
And people assume you need the pesticides.
You
got to get rid of the, you know, they
it's
don't
horrible.
Understand. You've got companion planting. There are so many ways to keep the beneficial bugs and get rid of the other ones.
Right.
And people don't understand how great this is for your
health.
You can
buy ladybugs that come in and just take
really
care.
You really can.
Right.
You really
right.
can. And people don't understand. Disease grows in an acidic body. And
that's
what's
true.
Acidic? It's a lot of pesticides. It's a lot of things that we don't want. When your body is alkaline, it's harder for you to get sick. People don't understand that. We don't want to do the research, and we want to say it's too hard. But you got to. What's important,
folks? Hormone-free milk. Go to Costco. I'm not. This
Strauss.
Is not a commercial for Costco.
Okay, hold on. Strauss milk. I like the Strauss.
I like
milk.
The Costco, the Kirkland brand.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
hold
you get
on.
You get three half gallons funny. for a for $11.
Okay.
Let's do a milk taste test. Okay, let's do a taste test. I'm all in.
our mutual friend, Margot Young.
Okay, we're into Strauss then. We're all in.
She and I love Strauss, and we only
we're
drink
all
Strauss.
In. Strauss, here
Strauss,
we go.
Strauss, we're doing a commercial for Strauss.
Okay.
It's hormone-free, it's organic, and it's the best milk.
Why don't you guys chime in? If you were watching us live on our Facebook page, favorite milk?
Do they have milk with testosterone? I mean, Brian. I need some.
Brian, if they do, I didn't get much. I was raised by 5 women, okay? I was literally.
Hey, that's
I was
good
raised.
Thing.
Absolutely.
I bet your wife loves you even more for that.
Oh, Lisa is wonderful. Well, she puts up with a lot. I mean,
yeah, well,
he
mean,
makes us all laugh. But
with no, me, yes. Yeah. I mean, so the hormones.
She's lucky.
What's the female hormone? What's
estrogen.
Called? Estrogen is really high in me.
So Vernon, though, this is a great conversation. Gracious. What advice do you have for people? I know you're not gardening, but you're still doing it the right way. What advice do you have for people who say it's too hard, it's too expensive, I don't think I'm going to like the way it tastes? Advice do you have?
You know, it's very simple. We go every Saturday morning to Bob McClendon's organic farm. Mm-hmm. He has a farmer's market that he participates in Old Town Scottsdale, and it is incredible.
It's awesome. I've been there every other Saturday.
I will tell you this. The price points are cheaper than you would get at any grocery store, and I was gone once for like 2 weeks. I came back, and I had these incredible leeks that were the same day. But, you know, I mean, buy organic. I mean, you know, it's really not that bad. I mean, what do you have to lose?
Right. How much is your health worth?
That's
the bottom line.
Exactly. So you
priceless,
know,
and then, priceless.
And plant your own stuff. I grow my own things. I grow organic Meyer lemons. I have my own garden. I love it. I have my own herbs. And it's just so much fun to just walk outside and just cut fresh herbs and put them in your food.
Nothing like it, right?
Exactly.
It's so hard to believe that you are such a humble man that has done so much for this world.
Yes.
And so much for United States of America. It's true.
Well, that's sweet to say.
And yet you're so into cooking and he's
my grandmother.
Everyday things,
well,
right?
Actually, my grandmother, she taught me all these things because she actually, she grew up and this is not a cliche, but she grew up, she picked cotton as a very young person, and she grew a lot of her own vegetables, and she cooked organic, but she didn't realize that she was actually doing that because it was natural.
That was what you do.
It was what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, every Sunday for us was just a picnic, and we'd go to church. We spend, you know, 3 hours in church. So you Episcopalians and Catholics who spend 45 minutes, you know, that's great. But, you know, Black Baptists, we spent 3 hours in church. And
Don't forget Pentecostal,
and
more like
had,
five.
We had great music, like what's going to be
Mr. Vaughn
performed
Willis
here today.
Of Swift music.
So, you know, it just all cycles back to that. And just what God intended for this earth was to just what this earth grew.
God is good. We have to keep it the way God.
Absolutely.
The way God has given it to us.
It's very simple. It's very simple.
I'd like to hear you mention God. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Brian, you have a question?
Yeah, no, Vernon, you're a young guy.
Super young.
We didn't touch on you were the mayor of Paradise Valley.
Yes.
Paradise Valley is a very interesting community.
It's beautiful. It's where I
live. Metropolitan Phoenix.
Brian, can I tell you a really funny story about that? When I became mayor of Paradise Valley, I got a call from the Arizona Republic. And so the reporter said, how does it feel to be the first African-American mayor of Paradise Valley? And for our listeners, Paradise Valley is probably 99.9% white.
How you won. You're nice
so
to everybody.
No, it is. Maybe, but what I said was that I didn't rely on the African-American vote to get me over the top. And that gave me the quote of the year in the Arizona Republic.
Of course.
Okay.
But you know what? But that speaks to a broader issue, which is that, you know, we talk about racism today. We talk about people hating people. But, you know, people are people. And, you know, for me to get 70% of the vote in Paradise Valley had nothing to do with my skin color. They saw me as a person. And
what I tell people
all the time is that I speak to a lot of young people all the time, and they say, you know, because it's great to hate white or it's great to be anti-white. And I said, one of the things that look at people as people. Do not look at people as color. Because what if people had looked at me when I was running in Paradise Valley and said, oh, he's an African-American, I'm not going to support him because of his skin color. And so I said, we cannot have this reverse racism. I said, look at individuals, treat people how you want to be treated. Do not look at people as white, black, brown, whatever color. And so that's the message that I really hope will be given to future generations.
I have to interject here because I do spend a lot of time with you and your friends, and I feel like Vernon's always out there making friends with everybody. And you're nice to the janitor, you're nice to the cook, you're nice to...
Because people are people.
Yes. No, nice to all walks of life. He does not care. He's very... Well, like, that's how I am. Well, we're the same.
Where I grew up, it was, it wasn't the best of circumstances. Snoop Dogg lived around the corner, literally. And, you know, you hear of the socioeconomic, you know, things that, you know, a lot of us experience growing up on welfare, no father. And, you know, it's just a real blessing to have the opportunity to have done some of the things that I've done. And one of the reasons why I became involved in public service was because I said that if I ever got out of the situation that I grew up in, my grandmother, she couldn't read, she couldn't write, she actually raised me. And I said, you know, I'm going to give back. And I feel very privileged. I feel very blessed. If I were, you know, to drop dead today, that, you know, hopefully I've done something to help future generations.
To make the world a better place.
Exactly.
Do I get to talk at your funeral?
Absolutely.
We're not talking about his funeral right now.
He and I talk about that.
I want George Hamilton to sing at my funeral.
He brings that up.
George?
Every other week. Wait, you don't know this, Quita. It's a joke that he makes. Like, when we're at happy hours, he'll talk about it. He'll be like, oh, yeah, I want this set at my funeral. And I'll be like, I don't want to talk about it. But he's like, no, I want to say this. But he just can't.
I want Dr. Pepper at my funeral.
I'm a Dr. Pepper fan, too.
So I do have a question for you, Vernon. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. So we are talking about the whole race thing, and I agree. It would be great if everybody felt the way we feel, and that is we should all be treated the same, whether you're a janitor, whether you're black, whether you're white. Right. I feel the same about animals. We're all beings, and it's about treating everything. We've been put on here together.
Yes.
My question, so we've got Black History Month.
Right.
I think it's a big deal. I think we do need to acknowledge the things that, you know, a lot of black people have done. You do have some people on the other side saying, but if we're all the same, why do you need your own month? What do you say to that?
Well, I think that how I would respond to that is that...
That's a very good question.
It's an excellent question. How I would respond to that is that I think, you know, because of the history of this country and because of, like, today someone said to me, they said, oh, well... You know, my family got out of Russia and they came here. And I said, well, I was brought here. Okay. So, but I do believe because of the history of our country that we cannot overlook it. And we not only have Black History Month, we have Hispanic Heritage Month. We have a lot. But I think that we must celebrate some of the things that have been accomplished by African Americans in order to, one, you know, promote unity, but two, if we do not look at our past and take a look at our history, because I make my son every year, Martin Luther King's birthday, listen to I Have a Dream speech and to look at the dogs biting African Americans and to look at African American males holding a sign saying, I am a man. Because, you know, the generations that we have today, they never experienced that. They never saw that. I mean, I lived through the Watts riots. I've seen it. I've been a part of, you know, experiencing that. But so history to me is so important. And so we cannot forget our history. So I think that Black History Month is a way to show our past history so that we do not repeat it.
I don't know if you know this, but Vernon always lectures on Martin Luther King Day. I've heard him lecture.
We've been to to the Paradise Valley Martin Luther King Day.
And I absolutely agree with you. And just so you listeners know, what we are going to do to celebrate Black History Month here at In the Green Room, on every one of our shows, we're going to make sure to acknowledge something from history, something that a Black person has done, because
absolutely,
we do agree that it's a big deal. So we are going to get back to Mr. Vernon Parker. We'll talk a little bit more with him later. But we've got some singing and some dancing to do. Mr. Vaughn Willis is getting ready to join us from Swift Music. And then after Vaughn, we're going to talk to Mr. George Hamilton. And we are so excited.
My hero. I love this man.
George Hamilton. He's one of our best friends. We love him.
Yes.
Woo, we're lucky.
So while Vaughn is setting up, guys, we do have a little giveaway to do. If you guys want to let Vaughn on in. So that brings us to the first giveaway. We asked you guys on our In the Green Room Facebook page and our Instagram pages, what are you doing to make the world a better place? Lots of you voted. We're going to reveal the winner. And guess what the winner gets? It's a $25 gift card to Amazon. So it doesn't matter where you are. You can use that and buy up whatever you want to buy up.
And are we going to have callers? Do we
are
get that
going
phone number?
To have callers.
Brian, what's the phone number? Brian.
You know,
so
Kiko likes putting us on the spot. That phone number. Here you go, Brian.
857-5309.
Don't listen to that.
All right. Sorry. 480-421-0640.
Goodwill. Mention Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. 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 Thanks, Kinga. Goodwill Central of Arizona is our premier sponsor. It's a great partnership we have with them. You know, when we came about and got to spend a little time with Goodwill, we had the opportunity to go to their career center, their Main and Main. Essentially, they have 23 career centers in the valley. Their, you know, profits, if I will, I mean, they are a nonprofit company. They go back to the community, and we're excited because we're going to be putting on a tour. We have tentatively have March 23rd,
Join us.
Well, yeah, we and now we're
and
not
we'll
only
have
doing
that all on our Facebook.
Yeah,
page
we
too.
Will. We're not only doing one tour, we're going to do several, but we want to show the community what Goodwill is all about.
Can people comment and then come join us?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll put everything up on the Facebook page. You guys can call us, ask us questions, but the reason we're doing the tour is because we talk about Goodwill all the time. We want you guys to get a firsthand experience of what they're really all about. So that is our segue to Mr. Vaughn Willis. We are ready to groove, heal our souls.
Hey.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, how's it
Tell
going?
Us a little bit about yourself. So you are the founder, the owner, the man of Swift Music and?
Yes. Swift Music Entertainment. Swift means sing what I feel, SWIF.
I love it.
I love it too. I feel like God gave it to me. I couldn't figure out which lane to get in with music. You know, I saw the music industry side of things. And I saw some artists who were signed to a particular record label that's going to go, I'm not going to say their name. Plus, I also forgot their name. So, but I saw how the
but don't forget.
Oh, man, I wish I were an elephant. I might be able to remember,
remember it all, right?
Yeah, but I saw that the artists weren't being treated that well because they had no leverage. They weren't selling records on their own. And so they were owned. And I have a big problem with feeling owned. Even if I am, I don't want to feel like it. And those guys were feeling it.
Mm-hmm,
and so I made a decision that not today. And Swift was born the next day, you know, because I was praying. I said, you know, what should I do? How can I be a musician and not have to? And how can I do it on the realm that I want to do it in without giving my soul over to these folk? And as I prayed, you know, I just felt like God just said, just sing what you feel.
Well, that's what we want you to do tonight is sing what you feel. And then when you sing for us later on, we are going to want to know more about how people can actually watch you live.
Cool.
What are you singing for us tonight?
Well, in light of Black History Month, and since we are kind of highlighting that a little bit today, and as you know, I know that we seem to be pretty divided as a country right now. And it reminds me of the times where artists used to sing songs that were socially conscious.
Yes.
And so we have to really listen to the real artists. There's a lot of garbage out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and honestly, I would like to liken the music of today to a lot of the fast food restaurants of today. Since we're talking about going green and being healthy and doing that, there's more than one way to be healthy and to go green, to be natural. Sometimes you have to listen to what you're feeding your soul, feeding your spirit.
Great point.
Because if you don't, if you don't feed that properly, then it's going to be just as malnourished as the rest of you if you're not feeding your body properly.
Vaughn, I have a couple questions for you before you start playing.
Sure, yeah.
Quita's been so excited about Vaughn Willis. Vaughn Willis, that's all I've heard about for a couple of weeks. So it's really exciting that you're finally here. You yourself, on a daily basis, what do you do to try to save the planet? What do you do, like recycle or try to save water? What are your rituals that, or what are your changes that you're making to try to?
So one of the changes that I've been making is to start eating at, there's a restaurant not far from my house that utilizes mostly locally grown vegetables and produce. And the name of the place is The Market by Jennifer. It's on Indian School and 36th Street. And I just like it. It makes me feel good to be able to do that one little thing to help out these people who are farming and growing things locally. And also
do a little
something my mom can be proud of, too. Like, oh, my baby's eating healthy for mine. Yay.
Yay. That's awesome.
All right. Give us a little something before we get Mr. Hamilton on here. I'm sorry.
Perfect. Here we go.
Mother, mother, there's far too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of you dying. Oh, we've got to find a way, to bring some loving here today, Oh, Father, Father, there's no need to escalate. Oh, it's not the answer now, 'cause only love can conquer hate. So you know we've got to find a way, to bring some understanding here today, picket signs and picket lines, don't punish me with brutality. Come on and talk to me so you can see what's going on. What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Right on, baby. Right on.
Father, 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 everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they? Who are they to judge us? Simply 'cause our hair is long. Yeah.
Stevon Willis.
Little jam session.
Oh, if I had that voice, I'd never go to bed.
I had something dirty to say, but I won't. Guys, how was that? We had a whole, everybody was dancing and everybody was singing. How was that for you, Vaughn?
Oh, it was beautiful.
You had a whole
background.
Look
at how music just brings everybody together. So the next campaign needs to be all about music and bring people. I want to see a dancing White House.
It's so healing. It's so healing. I have a question. Have you ever played at the Rhythm Room?
I have once.
Okay, because yes. Bob Cortor is one of my favorite people. Awesome. He's been on our show. You need to play there more.
Awesome. Well, I would love to. I love the Rhythm Room.
Okay, I'm calling Bob tomorrow, and we'll have lunch with him, and you need to be singing there more.
I give you my card. Pass
and
it on
I don't
on
know
down.
If That's you guys great. Noticed, Vaughn was doing the vocals, but Mr. George Hamilton came on in and gave us a little taste of what we all love about him, too. So, yeah, let's give him a little hand, too. And since we're talking about George, we're going to bring him on in because, of course, we have to talk to the man, the master entertainer. George, get on over here and talk to us. Okay, so for those of you who are just listening, you are going to have to come back. Go on our Facebook page. Go on our website. Go on our YouTube page. You're going to want to see this show because we were really grooving over there. I think we all got up and danced. Brian even did a little something, some chair dancing.
My ass is very tired.
We've been doing it, baby. Marvin Gaye is alive in this house tonight.
So, George,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about you. I mean, I know the world knows who you are, but
I mean,
you have done so much and met so many people. Sanford and Son. That's just one of my favorites.
I was making movies way before Sanford and Son.
So tell us some of the movies you've done. Tell us the roles you've played.
You
Don't
know,
be
I'm
shy.
I'm originally from Louisiana, and raised right there by Baton Rouge and Plaquemine, and spent a lot of time in New Orleans. And at the age of 8, my dad moved us to San Francisco, and we lived in the projects there, right in Hunters Point, and directly across the way from me. In the next house there was a fellow by the name of Casey Jones. And Casey had his buddy Bill Russell come over, and that's how I met Russell and Casey, two of the greatest basketball players, went to Boston Celtics and took them to many, many championships. And then I graduated from high school and started hanging around North Beach. North Beach in San Francisco at that time was sort of an exciting jazz, blues. They had a place right on Broadway near Columbus, called Jazz Workshop. And each week they would feature one of the top jazzers. This week would be Thelonious Monk. Next week, Dakota Staton, Della Reese, Miles Davis.
Wow, Miles
so,
Davis, I love him.
Yeah, Miles was dynamite.
Amazing.
And I started working at a place called The Condor, right on the corner of Columbus and Broadway, and stayed there for many, many years. And working with a group called the Joker Four. And we were the first integrated band to become famous, but we didn't become too famous here in the United States. And another fellow that worked with me, Ted Brown. Ted, originally from Michigan, Detroit, and a lot of people think that I'm from Detroit, but I'm not.
Why do they think that?
Well, so many articles we used to get written up on in San Francisco. And they would always say, yeah, the two guys from Detroit. Two guys. So I just said, that's cool. But to make a long story short, when we started at the Condor Club in 1960, before you guys were born.
I remember you talking about this Condor Club.
You were just a tickle in your daddy's pocket at that time.
I love it.
And here we are at the Condor Club. And just a block north of us was a place called the Hungry Eye, featuring Peter, Paul, and Mary with a fellow by the name of Bill Cosby. And right directly across the street from there was a place called Barry Drew's Purple Onion, featuring the Smothers Brothers and the girl from Oakland, Phyllis Diller.
Wow.
Now, here we are, the Jazz Workshop there, featuring all those great acts. Then we had Ann's 440. Now, Johnny Mathis wasn't working there yet. You know, I hung out with his brother Ralph. We used to hang out and chase chicky poos.
Johnny Mathis,
you over there reminiscing.
I heard that. And then just 5 doors from the Jazz Workshop was a place called Basin Street. Basin Street was featuring Red Fox.
Red Ooh, Fox, Red I love him.
And here I am, just a love kid, him. Man. Yeah, I'm just a kid.
Sanford and here, Sons.
Yeah. And then, this is before Sanford and Sons. That's when he had his albums out and what have you. and we had them lined up around the block coming to see George and Teddy and the Condors. And Red would come down and say, "You little suckers got everybody. We got nobody down there. I'm going to start whipping up on somebody. I'm going to send us some people down there, man." And here we are jumping. And being that we were an integrated band, which in the 60s was unheard of, because we made albums live at the Condor, which is still selling. You can pull that up on the internet. I mean, we actually bought one. Judy and I bought one. We spent like $67 for my own album. Yeah. You know, album in those days.
It's expensive.
Yeah, in those days it was costing $3, and now they're $60 and $70. But I grew up with my entertainment in that area, and because we were integrated, we sold more records over in Scotland, France, Amsterdam, and places, because it was a little different. Now, Sly was a young guy, and he was DJing on a station called K-Soul in San Francisco. And we'd get off at 2 o'clock in the morning, and Sly would come on. "Hey, if George and Teddy's out there, baby, stop by. I got some new songs I want you to talk to about doing. Stop by the studio, man. Well, I'll be here until 5 o'clock in the morning." Yeah. And here's Sly. Before he started recording, before he started doing anything, he was featuring, actually, he was producing a fellow by the name of Bobby Freeman, who just passed away. Mm-hmm. Bobby and I went to high school together. Mm-hmm. Bobby had to swim. And had "Do You Wanna Dance" and "Hold My Hand, Baby, Baby, Do You Wanna Dance." That was his.
I love how you sing. Keep doing that.
Kinga needs a little more healing to her soul.
Yeah,
and totally.
So we'd get off from the Condor Club, and go to the K-Soul studio, and Sly's up there. Sly said, "Man, I got this new cat. He had to go to England, become famous." He said he's from Macon, Georgia, down there, and he couldn't sell records in the United States. Went to England, and now he's a big hit. And that was Otis Redding. Otis.
Wow.
"I've been loving you a little too long, but I can't stop. Dun, dun, dun. I've been wrong." I mean, the soul, baby.
See what I mean?
I'm starting to get in the church here, folks, so
yeah,
hang in there with me.
It.
Grab a prayer meeting going on here in a minute.
He is feeling it.
Yes, brother, yes.
Now, George, we know you had to have a lot of obstacles. I mean, listening to what you're saying in itself, and back in the day, I know it was a little bit harder. So what would you say to the youth right now, what to inspire them? And you know, the youth are a little different. They don't want to work as hard as we did. They don't have the same drive. What would you say to inspire them?
It's a bit different now. You know, in those days, we had to actually get with a recording company, and they would pick the songs and do the production. But the youth today, they are writing their own music.
Mm-hmm.
And with the new electronics, you can actually record right out of your garage, out of your house, anywhere. And so I would say, pursue it. Go after it. Don't say, "Well, I can't do it." You know,
make it happen.
Absolutely.
Make it
you
happen.
Know, there's a fellow by the name of Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill wrote some great books. You know, Richest Man of Babylon, Think and Grow Rich. And he said there was no such word as "I can't."
I love that.
No such
Remember
word.
That.
Because there's so many kids.
There's no such word as "I can't."
And to let the kids know, you don't have to be 6'5 to play basketball. You don't have to be 300 pounds to play football. You know, you got other things you can do. You can become teachers. You can become professors. You could run for president. That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right. You don't need no credentials. Just say, "I want to be it," and you can do it. And believe in your heart you can do it. If you want to be a musician, if you want to be an opera singer, if you want to be a good construction worker or a lawyer, you can do it.
Don't see
No matter what color or what religion, you could become whatever you want today in this world.
So I have a good question for your whole entire career. What would you say were some of your favorite moments, whether it was in a movie or Sanford and Sons or singing or recording?
Well, the most exciting thing happened in the beginning in 1963 when we did a movie, Two on a Guillotine, with Connie Stevens, Cesar Romero, Agnes Moorehead. Someone said Bewitched. Agnes Moorehead, she was the mother on Bewitched.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was the mother.
The wicked mother?
Yeah. Yeah.
With the red hair?
Yeah, with the red hair. That was
oh,
her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know who that
I did
is.
Movies with her. But
and Dora.
I have too many things that I, in my life, that have been excited. It would take me a month here to talk about it. I've met all the greats from Marlon Brando to Fred Astaire to Ginger Rogers to Jane Russell, who actually moved here to the Valley of the Sun. She actually lived up in Sedona and used to come see me when I first retired here in 79, and used to always say, you need to come up to Sedona and do a jazz show up there and this and that. But and to meet guys like Miles Davis, you know, Cal Jada, a Thelonious Monk. I first met George Benson. Didn't really meet him. It was back when he was playing with Jack McDuff at the Jazz Workshop back in the late 60s is when I first saw George. And now he's one of my best buddies here in town.
Oh, can, yeah. Maybe next show we can get you on with him at the same time.
And then we used to go to San Quentin every Christmas. And at San Quentin, we'd take Cal Jada, Paul Desmond, George and Teddy and the Condors. It would be Red Fox. So many greats would go out to San Quentin, and we'd play for the Prisoners.
Oh.
And, man, that was pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting because those cats are cool.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I mean, I got a chance to sit with guys that, if we got any kids out there, pay no attention to what I'm saying right now.
La, 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 la. Hands over your ears.
We'd go to the prison and sit with guys that on death row, you know, two, three life terms. And they were everyday people, but they enjoyed the music for the time they were here. And I would advise most kids, stay away from drugs. Stay away from bad people. I mean, you may have friends that get into things, and you say, well, he won't get me into it. Not true. Association brings on something.
I love you saying this. Can you say more about this?
Well, and please. George, I got to just interject. You have so much soul. Vaughn has so much soul. Passion.
Yeah.
So if we live life with soul and we believe in what we want and we do good, that's what I'm getting from you.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Life is so beautiful if you wake up each morning and do, as some people say, each morning I wake up is a blessing. See, I'm from the old school of Baptists. You know, and I'm not against any religion. I love every religion, regardless of what you are. And that's honest.
It's our planet. We got to love
everybody.
I grew
up in the church from the very beginning, and I can still remember when I was maybe 2 or 3 years old, and that's where all my memories started, and I was asleep. But I heard this, boom, 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 boom. And I'm opening my eyes as a little kid. And as I opened my eyes, but I could hear this voice, this raspy voice of a man. I'm not going to do this because I know we can't take too much time up.
No.
But
we're good.
I'm listening to this voice, and I'm waking up, and where am I? I'm in a Baptist church. And the sound that I was hearing is laying on my grandmother's breast, sleeping. To me, that was the best sleep. Because she was so in love with me. I didn't know my mom until I got older and loved her because my dad never said one derogatory thing about my mom, which was great. She lived in Detroit. But I woke up with this, and I looked up, and I could see this little girl with pigtails, and I knew that was my sister. Mm-hmm. And I looked up at this lady, and I looked at her face, and she was a Cajun lady, light, fair skin. And I'm sitting there, and she said, baby, go back to sleep, baby. Go back. And I could hear a preacher, and the Lord said, and yes, brothers, and all the sisters going, yes, yes, oh, I can feel the spirit, you know, and I could hear this. And I look over next to my grandmother, and here's this light-skinned fella with that kind of Harry Belafonte look about him. That was my grandfather. And I'm looking, and I'm looked at my hands, and I said, but I'm so dark. But I didn't know at that time I took after my mom. My mom's very dark-skinned, my father's very fair-skinned. So what I'm getting at here, I remember all that. And when I was a kid, we went to church every day of the week.
Every day?
Sunday.
Wow.
Every night, every day, Sunday prayer meeting. Next we had a choir meeting, something. I was always in church, and that's what I remembered. And my grandmother used to always say, even if she'd cough, God bless me. Even if she'd sneeze, thank you, Lord. You know, it was all, so that sort of rubbed off on us. We grew up in the projects there in San Francisco, a real bad neighborhood, real bad. But my dad was a very controlling fellow, and I met him when I got 8. I really met him at 8 when he raised us, and he would always say, if I catch you over there, mess with those kids over there, I'm going to knock the black off your son.
I remember that.
That's
my
right.
Mama had a
and my grandmother used to say, boy, if you don't do what I tell you, I'm going to tell you to get one of those things, branches off the tree, and you're going to strip it, and I'm going to whip you naked.
I have a favor to ask of you. When yes. when Von Willis sings again, will you sing with him?
Oh, he's, God, don't. No, no,
he's going to sing right now.
No, no, here's
like
how
right
you,
now.
Here's how you
yeah.
do it. Yes. Tonight is his night.
No, no, no. We
no,
want
no,
you to
no,
sing
no,
with
no.
him.
No, listen. I mean, I, you know, I don't know if we know songs together, and I don't want to do anything to disrupt this talented, talented young man.
He does have
and,
talent.
Yes, and it's a difference in jamming and showing your talent. And this young man's got talent.
Trust me, it's
so
not disruptive. I'm going to give him my mic.
I could come back next week.
No, no, no.
That's what I was
going to
say. How
live,
about you come
I'll
back?
I'll right down the street. I'll come back next week, and we'll
yeah,
and bring him, and we'll do some more jamming.
Awesome. Awesome.
George, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's such
I
want to
say thank you for having me, and people listen to this station. This
thank
station
you.
Is going to be the hottest thing in the nation.
Thank you.
I mean, I feel like Muhammad, who I can tell you a story about Muhammad, that I knew him before he was even champ after he got out of the Olympics. We'll talk about that next time.
Well, we're going to have you on once a month, okay?
Because he's been
Is that
my
okay
friend.
With you?
But God bless you, everybody. Keep this station on. You
thank
hear me?
You.
If you don't, I'm going to come through this thing and get
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, he's coming for you.
George, we'll get Mr. you, baby. I love you. God bless you in peace and love with everybody.
Mr. George Hamilton.
Thank you,
thank
George.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I get a hug?
Come on.
Do I get a hug?
Look
Sit
at
back.
Him.
You're going to get a thrill of a lifetime with this talented fella here.
Sit All right, back. We've got Mr. Von Willis back with Swift Music.
Really quickly, I want to mention that we can all go listen to George Hamilton play at Eddie Merlot's on Saturday nights. He's there from about 5:30 till 10 o'clock at night singing, and he's just a character, and he's got such an amazing voice. Please go see him at Eddie Merlot's. It's out in North Scottsdale.
What's the location?
Can you see
All right.
This?
So now we've got Mr. Von Davis. And look, he's showing his talent. He's got the guitar. He's got the harmonica. And he's got the voice. I'm excited to see what you've got going here. So Von's going to sing for us, and then we're going to close it out. But he's going to be back. George is going to be back. And, of course, Vernon will be back. What you got going?
Well, this one is called Show Love.
Show it then.
So let's go ahead and show him.
Show some
it's
love.
It's an original piece.
All right.
Our world's in a state of confusion. Yeah, yeah. Say we want love and peace to abound, but how come war is our only solution? If you wanna have love, wanna have peace, so peace. Oh, 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 yeah. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ever done
done you wrong? Who's ever done you wrong? Who's ever done you wrong?
Thank you. Wow.
Vaughn, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Now, tell... Yes.
Thank you very much.
He's getting props from Mr. Vernon Park over there. Hey, that's some big props.
Hey, I'll take those props.
So tell us, how can people get a hold of you? I know you're playing. You've got some, you're playing actually this week because I'm coming to see you.
All over this week. I'm almost mad at my schedule. There's so much going on. But so tomorrow, Wednesday at the Sandbar Desert Ridge from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., I'll be doing a lot like what I was just doing today, a solo acoustic thing.
7 to 10, Sandbar.
7 to 10. Mm-hmm. Cashmere's World Wine Bar in
Old
Town.
That's my favorite place. That's where I'll go. When's that?
Okay, well, that's Thursday and Saturday. Thursday is the trio. And then Saturday is going to be the band.
That's close to us. We can go to that. Yeah. Brennan, we'll go. We'll
so,
go.
Both, okay. So Thursday and Saturday we'll is both 9 p.m. till midnight. And then Friday, in between those two, Michaels Park Central, which is 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. in Central Park Mall. It's like Osborne and 2nd Avenue.
And let me tell you guys, Vaughn has been doing ladies' night on Thursday nights at Michaels, and they stopped. So we need you guys calling and going in and telling them, listen, we want him back on Thursdays. That was our getaway.
Yeah.
Right? Now tell us a website and how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah. If anybody's interested in booking, they can go to www.swiftmusic.com. That's SWIFmusic.com. And there's a little label that says booking. I like the site, not because I designed it, but because it's very easy to navigate. So just click on booking. It'll take you to a form. It sends it to me, and I'll take care of you.
What about a CD? Do you have a CD out yet?
So, no, I'm actually getting ready to create like a GoFundMe campaign so that I can independently fund my album. So
I could set you up with somebody that does recording that if he does a little bit of mixing and he gets on your CD, I'll set you up.
That's what it's about. It's bringing us all together, and we're making the world a better place.
Better place.
And this, the guy doing our camera right here, Chet, is doing music productions now, too. So you're going to have to exchange numbers with him.
Will do.
So do we have time to get Vernon back on here?
We are so, running out of time. So we are so grateful to have you guys.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Hey, give us a little something for 3 minutes worth. What you got? You singing with Vaughn or what?
Yeah, I'm going to sing with Vaughn. Everything's going to be all right, Vaughn. It's going to be Irie.
Lordy me.
And hey, guys, we did run out of time. We love that so many of you commented on our Facebook page. We'll read those later. And hey, winner, we are going to get you your gift card, so don't worry about that. But if you guys still want to comment, don't forget, go to our Facebook page. It's inthegreenroom.green. You can go back, watch the show, listen, interact. And Kinga?
Our Valentine's Day show is going to be the best show ever, and it's kind of a secret, but tune in because you'll really enjoy it.
Look at that for a tease.
Don't dream, keep it green.
There you go. We definitely we've got to thank Goodwill Industries.
Vernon Parker, the one and only.
Just right? Let your green grow, baby.
Okay, you guys.
Vaughn, we need you to make our
And since
our
it
music.
Is Black History Week, yes. month that is, so we're spreading Tubmans around, right? That's green, right?
That's green.
Some Tubmans are green, right?
Okay. I still haven't gotten mine yet.
I haven't got my Tubman yet either, but I'm still looking forward to it.
So don't forget, guys, you can find us at inthegreenroom.green if you want to listen to this show later. If you've got an iPhone, go to your podcast app and just look up In the Green Room, our YouTube page. It's In the Green Room with Kinga, Brian, and Quita. And, of course, you guys, you're probably listening already or watching on Facebook. That's also In the Green Room. Green.
And we are saving
the
planet.
Are we on YouTube, too?
Yes, YouTube was In the Green Room.
YouTube, I saw it on there today, actually.
I mean, pretty soon we're going to be on NBC and CNN. No, not CNN.
We're not recognizing CNN. Yeah. I'm joking.
We all know you're just fake news.
I'm joking.
You guys know. No questions from you.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening, for watching. Don't forget to tune in next Tuesday. It's in the green room. Green every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And don't forget the motto. It's saving the planet.
One show at a time. Woo!
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.